This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. Are you like the rest of America, and are you ready to kick out 2016 and ring in the new year? Or hey, 2016 wasn't so bad after all. I don't think I've ever heard people complain so much about a year as I did this time around this past year. And I would say, personally, there were some highlights and some lowlights, just like in anybody's life. I think this is the way life is. You get a couple of curveballs, and you get some fabulous fastballs that if you stroke them right, they go out of the park. And there were many things that happened, I think, in the world of politics, business, sports, the buzz in your backyard and mine, that were stroked out of the park. Some of you along the way told me about the highlights of your life this past year, and so many of you included that you actually spent some time with family and friends where normally you were rushed, running around, focused on doing so many things that you felt like you weren't enjoying the moment. And I probably got about 10 emails in the last couple of weeks, where this is a time for reflection for a lot of people, where you reflected back on what 2016 was like for you, and some of you said it wasn't all that bad. But more people than not, I think, are saying it was that bad. So what was it about 2016 that was so awful? If you didn't like Hillary Clinton and you hated the Obama administration, then you had to have been happy about the results of the election. So that would be a highlight. On the other hand, if you abhor Donald Trump, can't believe he was elected, then you're not happy and in shock and debating whether or not you're going to move to Canada. You better hurry up. Time is ticking. The website keeps crashing. Then you're in that camp. You know, here's what I wonder. I wonder, you know, at this point, if you are Hillary Clinton, I think, you know, to me, if you're Hillary Clinton, I think you just take your bat and your ball and you go home, because there is still the chance of, remember, people screaming, lock her up, that there could be more looks into the Clinton Foundation or several other areas when she was at state, that if Trump wanted to, they could continue to press that point. Personally, I don't think he'll do that. As we move into a new year, that means new laws kick into place. More people are going to have access to pot for medical reasons and for recreational use, because that's how the vote went in some states. There's going to be pay rising for millions of people, because 19, as far as minimum wage is concerned, 19 states increased minimum wage. California raises its wage to $10. New York State has kind of a regional thing, $11 in New York City, $10 in the suburbs, and $9.70 in some other places. So there's a big increase there. Arizona, Maine, Colorado, Washington all increase their minimum wage as well. So does Florida, Missouri, Montana, New Jersey, Ohio, and South Dakota automatically raise this. So there's one law that kicks in, and then there are others where there's not, adjustments aren't being made. The national minimum wage, somebody asked me this, was last raised to $7.25 in 2009. So $7.25 in 2009. I knew it was seven something, but I couldn't answer the question. So there's certainly one of the big arenas that will change for some people. Other new laws across the country include, besides, as I mentioned, marijuana. So as the new year rings in, some will ring in the new year with something, you know, completely different. Other new measures that kick into effect, I thought was pretty interesting if you kind of did a roundup thing. In Alaska, for example, I just found this. You ready for this? We need some levity, right? In Alaska, if you see a sleeping bear, it's illegal to wake it up for a photo opportunity. No selfie with a bear that's awake. I mean, who's doing that? Obviously, some people did it. How about this? In California, you can't allow your dog, let him off the leash, to go pursue a bear or a bobcat at any time. How about this? And I'm not kidding you. This is not made up. In Connecticut, a pickle does not become a pickle until it bounces. Yep, it's a law. The pickle has to bounce. In Delaware, you can't sell the hair of a dog. Is this not fun? How about this? In Idaho, if you give someone you love or someone you like or just a friend a box of chocolates weighing more than 50 pounds, it's illegal. Where do I get a 50-pound box of chocolate? I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know any. How about this? If in Louisiana, it's a $500 fine for sending a pizza man to a friend's house without them knowing. How crazy is that? Because it's a big prank, and apparently it's a big problem in Louisiana. Yeah, I'm going to order that pepperoni pizza and show him who's boss. I've never thought of doing that to anyone. How about this in Maine? I love, love, love this. I like driving around and seeing people's Christmas decorations and their lights, and people do such a classy, fabulous job. But what if you have the neighbor who over-decorates, over-enthusiastic neighbor, and the lights are streaming into your bedroom at night and the music is still playing? Do you know it's illegal for Christmas decorations to still be up after January 14th? I'm serious. How about this? In no sense of humor here. In Massachusetts, you can't own an explosive golf ball. Gosh, even my mother, God rest her soul, had such a great sense of humor. She gave somebody an exploding golf ball once. I was there to witness the tee off, and I thought it was hilarious. In Michigan, a woman can't cut her own hair without her husband's permission. Think about that for a minute. I'm just saying. Oh, we got some others. Coming up at the tail end of the show, Nail the Score. Plus, we're going to the movies in the segment before that. But when we come back, more of these really hysterical laws.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Once a year movie. If you're going to see a movie once a year, what are you going to spend it on? What movie is that going to be? We'll talk about it. Plus, we are doing Nail the Score coming up in our last segment. So keep your eyes open, alert, and ready to nail the score at the tail end of this show. Talking about strange laws that kick in as we roll into 2017. How about in Minnesota? Using goldfish as bait is against the law. How many people in Minnesota are doing that? Who puts that law on the books? And then in Mississippi, high school teachers can't have sex with their students. Well, no kidding. There's a law for that already everywhere in the world, isn't there? Or at least in the United States. In Missouri, you can't drive with an uncaged bear. There's a thing about bears. In Alaska, you can't wake them up to take a picture. And in Missouri, you can't drive with them when they're uncaged. In Nebraska, whale fishing is illegal. I don't know. I think it'd be kind of interesting. How about this? In Nevada, a man can't buy drink for more than 3 people at a time. Why is that? Maybe because of what they think could happen to those drinks. I'm not sure. So what if you have to, you're the person, you go up to the bar to order some beer for your buddies. You can't do it. If there's one or two of you, but not if there is three of you. In New Hampshire, and this is crazy for you people listening to us in New Hampshire, it's illegal to show a movie before 2 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. Do you know how many early matinees lots of people go to across America where it's like 11 o'clock in the morning? There's a chain called Alamo where they capitalize on that and they serve breakfast. They can't do it there. In New Jersey, if you've been arrested for drunk driving, you can never, no matter how much of a price you pay and apologize and serve time or do whatever it is you do, you lose the privilege of personalized license plates. Think that's going to dissuade anyone? You're going to like this. In New Mexico, these were just too good for me not to roll on them, by the way. There's so much to talk about, like the whole Russian hacking thing and whatnot. We could even talk about predictions for 2017. But I like this. New Mexico, idiots cannot vote, nor can insane people. Okay. Didn't we just go through this? In New York, you can't sell the fur of a cat. Ugh, no skinning the cat and selling the fur. This is insano. And I know a few bars that we put out of business if they couldn't do this. But in North Dakota, beer and pretzels can't be served at the same time. No pretzels. You want beer? You want pretzels. One or the other. How about this? And I think this is, I have to say, is actually hilarious. In North Carolina, bingo games can't last more than 5 hours. Maybe blood clots. I'm not sure. Tiredness. In Ohio, because this must happen a lot, it's illegal to get a fish drunk. In Oklahoma, wrestling a bear is unlawful. That's our third bear law in the United States. How about this? In Oregon, hunting in cemeteries is forbidden. I'm not even going to touch that one. What if there's a zombie? In Pennsylvania, it's a crime to tell a fortune teller where to dig for buried treasure. Hey, where's that fortune teller? Madam Cleo, where are you today? How about this? In Rhode Island, any marriage in which either party is an idiot or a lunatic is null and void. Oh, my. How do you prove that? And are you enjoying this? I hope you're enjoying this, America. In South Carolina, you have to be at least 18 to play a pinball machine. I don't know, the type of people that hang out at arcades, whatever. This one I love. It would be my fantasy to actually do this, but I apparently can never do it in South Dakota. You can't sleep in a cheese factory in South Dakota. In Tennessee, you can't share your Netflix password. Whoops. You want to use your friend's account? What are you kidding? In Texas, it's illegal to point a laser beam at a plane. Now, that makes sense because you don't want the plane to crash, and there have been problems with that. In Utah, we could really have fun with this one. It's illegal to cause a catastrophe. Really? I thought I would somehow throw a tsunami at Utah. In Vermont, you're not allowed to intentionally kill a bird with a plane. I can't imagine that many people are doing that. You're going to love this. In Virginia, it's illegal to tickle women. No tickling. Oh, these just are incredible. How about this? In Washington, all lollipops are banned. The no fun place. Lollipops. In Wisconsin, they're protecting their inmates. You can't serve butter substitutes in prison. We want real butter. I just can't. Some of these I just can't believe. There's very few that make sense to me. Maybe I'm missing the point somewhere, somehow. I don't know. You're going to love this one. In Hawaii, you can't use imitation milk in a milkshake without warning the drinker. Warning, imitation milk coming your way. All right, and I'm going to give you one more. I hope you are tuned in, America. In Georgia, you can't keep an ice cream cone in your back pocket on Sundays. Were kids taking in ice cream cones and it was melting all over the pews? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I'm just saying, okay? So it doesn't make any sense to hack, right? I think it infuriates me. It happened to me, actually. I had a Ukrainian hack. That's what at least the web person is saying, where my sites went down and everything had to be scrubbed over and everything else. And somehow they attach, they fish, they look, whatever. It could have been much more disastrous than it was. Certainly, I'm not running for president of the United States, but the current president, not the president-elect, Obama, expelled 35 Russian diplomats over hacking. Yes, it's true. They closed two Russian compounds in New York and Maryland in response to a campaign of harassment by Russia against American diplomats in Moscow. So Donald Trump, in the meantime, is saying it's time to move on, while Obama is saying it's time to look deeper. If you split the difference, what happens when Trump comes in? He gets briefed. He decides what he wants to do. His own people are in charge. But he said he would meet with U.S. intelligence officials on this situation after President Obama issued the sanctions. But he said it's time for our country to move on to bigger and better things. He did say, it is in the interest of the country and its great people. I will meet with leaders and the intelligence folks next week in order to be updated. Well, that makes sense because he gets the updates too. President Obama issued executive orders Thursday that expelled those diplomats and closed those compounds. And one of the things that Trump said is, I think that computers have complicated lives very greatly. The whole age of computers has made it where nobody knows exactly what's going on. What's going on? What's going on is hackers are brilliant. They make these codes. They figure out ways to troll. They're sick, twisted, awful people for what they've done to so many others, and it's, you know, so many other people, and when they hack in and get their information. But the bottom line is they know how to do it, and they get bigger and better at it, and it is attack, attack, attack until you get what you want. We'll see where that goes. Name-calling continues as this next president is up to bat pretty soon. Not a surprise, George Soros, longtime Democratic megawatt heavy contributor to Hillary Clinton's campaign and Democrats across the board, says Trump is a con artist and would-be dictator. The billionaire says that democracy is now in crisis after the election of Donald Trump. He said Trump's presidential victory and anti-European Union sentiment will help to empower dictators around the globe. Do you think democracy is in crisis? That's scary. We're going to the movies next.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, You now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For a moment, how many of you spent some time at the movies this year? Did you spend any time at all? Was there a movie you had to go and see? You wanted to go and see a movie, so you decided, you know what, I'm going to go. I'm not normally a movie goer, but I'm going to go see a movie. To me, movies, when they're done well, are a great escape. That's what it's about. So movie going for me is more about an escape, I think, than, you know, anything else. And with that in mind, there are a whole bunch of movies that have come out. There's a whole bunch of movies that are coming out in the next couple of weeks, and then you go back to award shows and everything else. And then by the time you get back into May, some of the big blockbusters are back on your doorstep again. I think animation is really good these days. So if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. You're probably taking kids to movies a lot. If you like blockbuster movies like the Marvel comics and whatnot, they're in their heyday, I think, again, another resurgence. But overall, movie going, I think, is down, down, down. And like I said, I think it could be the great escape, but the movie has to be good, and therein lies the problem, looking for those gems, those great movies. So, speaking of animation, This is a movie that is highly touted, has gotten some pretty decent reviews, and some others not quite as good, but it is an interesting concept. The movie is called Sing.
La, la, la. You ready, big guy?
Yeah, I'm like totally ready.
Everyone in this city gets a shot at being a star in our singing competition.
This stage is about to explode with major piggy power.
Yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's all right, cause I get things cooking. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar lady.
Oh, my gosh, look at her butt. Oh, my gosh. Look at her.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
If you want to become stars and win $100,000, then you better be ready to work harder than you've ever worked in your life.
Yes, that was very bad.
Where's Johnny?
There's no here.
Where were you?
I was at a rehearsal.
Dad, I don't want to be in your game. I want to be a singer.
How did I end up with a son like you?
Can you think you know the moves and talk to you?
I can sing, but I get so scared.
Come on! Be confident! Don't you want this?
I'm back. What is going on here?
Seize the moment, try to freeze it and own it. Squeeze it and hold it. We consider these minutes golden.
Don't let fear stop you from doing the thing you love.
You know what's great about hitting rock bottom? There's only one way left to go, and that's up!
That's my son!
She's not even that good.
Yeah, totally.
Just see.
Why aren't you rehearsing?
I'm through. They said I'm an intolerable egomaniac. I don't even know what that means.
All right, so seems kind of clever to me. If I had a small child, I would probably be interested in going to see Sing. It might be good for a stream. And the idea is, just like all the shows where you've got people auditioning and singing, it's kind of this version, but instead it's a 3D animated musical comedy that's produced and put on the big screen as an animation blockbuster. The reviews, like I mentioned, have been kind of interesting. One said Sing is a funny animal jukebox musical cartoon. How about this? Another person said, was this sad, honest mediation on the fickle nature of show business originally pitched as being quite so bleak? Ooh. Anyway, that is Sing, and you may recognize some of the voices. That includes Scarlett Johansson, Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Seth MacFarlane, to name just a few. All right, we move from Sing to our next one, and this is big. Carrie Fisher, I mentioned her death. There's a little cameo of Carrie Fisher in here. I say cameo, kind of a throwback to Princess Leia, actually. And it's called Rogue One.
Jim, whatever I do, I do it to protect you. So you understand?
I understand.
Our rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire. I think you might be able to help us.
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this? It appears he is critical to the development of a super weapon.
His grandfather built this thing. We need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
It's, Rogue. Rogue One.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance do we have?
We have hope. Rebellions are built on hope.
Take hold of this moment. The force is strong.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
I'll take the next chance. And the next. You're all rebels, aren't you?
A Star Wars story. I saw it with my nephew while I was away visiting my family. 2 hours, 13 minutes. It's not a short deal. It is pretty long. He, in fact, leaned over to me and said, "Oh, Hank, Kate, this is so long." But he liked it. And it's gotten great reviews, 85% Rotten Tomatoes, which is an aggregate site. It takes all the different, critical views that are out there and mixes them into one, let's say. I think it's pretty well done. I enjoyed it. I liked it. The cast includes Felicity Jones and Riz Ahmed is one of the guys in it. You'd recognize him certainly if you saw him. But anyway, it's a story because now we're going back to those prequels of what happened. So if you're into Star Wars, this is just more of this epic space feature that continues to thrive and survive, and it's a new generation, I think, for some of the people who are starting to get into, some of the younger people who are starting to get into Star Wars, and it's, again, Rogue One, a Star Wars story. I give it a thumbs up, but I've followed Star Wars all the way through, so now these are the prequels. It's just fascinating to me how many generations have now been exposed to Star Wars in some form. All right, and we're going to usher you out of this segment with a movie called Collateral Beauty.
We're here to connect. Love, time, death. Now, these three things connect every single human being on Earth. We long for love. We wish we had more time. And we fear death.
Did you lose a child, Howard?
Howard is a brilliant, creative, charismatic guy. He used to love life. Right now, he hates it.
I try to talk to him. I try to reach him, and he's not there. I miss him.
He writes letters.
Who are they to?
Howard doesn't write letters to people. He writes to things. Time. Love. Death.
Kids write letters to Santa Claus. It doesn't mean they're crazy.
No, this is therapeutic. Who did you write the letter to?
I wrote the letter to Death.
Nice to meet you. Death's charmed, I'm sure.
People write letters to the universe all the time. Most don't get a personal response, but you are.
I don't want this.
I'm time.
I'm a gift, and you're wasting it.
You're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm having conversations.
I am love.
Don't try and live without me, Howard.
I saw you in her eyes when she called me daddy, and you betrayed me.
I'm the reason for everything.
If you can accept that, then maybe you get to live again.
What
looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it's time for Nail the Score. Like the man said, what's the idea here? I always qualify this, but maybe I don't have to qualify. You know by now. And if you're just tuning in and saying, what is she talking about, nailing the score? No, you're not buying a hammer. No, you're not blowing up the score to a football game. You're coming up with a score. So 2019, 16-13, 24-10, etc. Any number counts. Whatever this final week yields in the NFL, whatever team we pick here for Nail the Score, the key thing is you are just guessing a team and you're coming up with a number. Think running in to 7-Eleven, Piggly Wiggly. Picture this, you get out of your car, but you got to plunk down a couple of dollars because you want to win millions. Well, you're not going to win millions here, but you're going to get bragging rights and some cool prizes if you correctly nail the score. And the key thing to nailing the score is not getting hung up on all the details. You are coming up with a scoring guess and a team. So on that note, and oh boy, and there is some big games because this is the last week in the regular season in the NFL. Can you believe we've gotten to this point? But yes, we have. We are here, my friends, and we're going to roll with it. So we have Jason doing the honors this time around. Jason, say hello.
Oh, hi there.
So how much snow is dumped on the ground in Minneapolis?
A bit of snow. I don't know. It's been more rain in the more recent weeks here, but there's still snow sitting around.
All right, I like that. Still snow sitting around. So let her rip. Let's see what the game of the week is on this final weekend of regular stuff in the NFL. Where's that sound? I hear no computer. Where's our supercomputer? Did it drop out?
I didn't know about that.
Okay, so there is no super. See, Nathan went away, and he took the computer with him, right?
I guess so. He didn't leave it with me.
Oh, Nathan. All right, so I'm going to have to close my eyes. I have a list somewhere here. Let's see if I can find it. This is high tech, this show. We'll see, this way they can't hack into us, though. Because I got hacked. I got hacked when I was in the Sunshine State. All right. So here is the game of the week. The Patriots and the Fish, which means New England and Miami. At Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, where everybody is tan. This is the game that's going to unfold. It's pretty big because New England is favored by way more than a touchdown, 9.5 points. The over-under is 45. The Dolphins have had quite a season. The Patriots, with their 13 wins, could eclipse to 14. If you look at New England, of course, they're on top in the AFC East, much like the NFC East. We have the Cowboys on top and the Giants behind them, but out of reach, of course. They've already clinched all that up. However, it's still pretty interesting to see what's happened with the Dolphins, and they've overcome lots of injuries to reach the playoffs. So this is just one of those games as they play it out. They have a chance to clinch. You know, New England is fighting for the number one seed. They have a chance to clinch the top overall seed in the AFC on Sunday. So evaluating this is pretty interesting for what could happen here. I mean, the Dolphins are hyped up and they're ready to roll, and they want this as badly as the Patriots, you know, want this. Let's just put it that way. So on that note, let me give out the digits. 855-266-5283. And let's take them. We got, this is such a great crowd. I go away, I keep saying it in everything that I've left behind for my year-enders, and everybody paid attention, including some of you emailing me. You can email me at americatonight.net. Everett in Washington, you get the first crack at this. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
Great. God. I'd say Miami 24, New England 20.
Ooh, so you like Miami to win this 24-20. I love it.
Yeah.
Could happen because they're certainly, you know, but New England's up for this because they're playing for that first seed, like I said. But, okay, I like that score, Everett. Thank you. Let's move to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
34-27.
Who?
Patriots.
Pats. 34-27. We got you, Dan. I like it. So far, we got one of each flavor. Just don't put that ice cream cone in your back of your pants. Went to crazy law, huh? Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We got a couple of inches of snow. Actually, about 5 or 6. We did have some rain mixed in, but it turned back to snow. Yay.
Snow is better than rain and is better than slush.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to go
New England 31, Dolphins 17.
31-17. You know New England is playing for that overall seed, Sharon, so Tom Brady will be hyped up. Thank you. Stay warm. Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
35-27 Patriots. Good interview with Mark Tope.
Oh, yeah, I like Mark. He is such a good guy. So you heard that when we were talking about the top stories sports-wise.
He's pretty sharp, yeah.
He is. I love the way he talks, too. All right, Peter, we have you down. 35-27 Patriots. Thank you for calling. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Are we still using the computer we did the last 10 years?
Yeah, maybe it's time for an upgrade. I don't know. Maybe it's been hacked.
Well, I don't know. Mr. Kate's still holding the dartboard.
Yes.
Okay, here it goes. Patriots 38, Dolphins 17.
Pats again. All right, I like it. Pats. Dale, thanks. I'm glad that you found us and called in. Appreciate it. We got a bunch of people emailing, too. I have to always say this disclaimer, because we mess around so much with so many that call in and have fun with it. If you email, trust me, as long as you get it in before the top of the hour, you are in, my friends. We will not exclude you, let's put it that way. As long as it's in, you know, like this one. I got this one from Jake, who was on vacation. I sent you an email telling you I was on vacation. I love it, but I had to listen to Nail the Score. I didn't want to call in and get myself in trouble with the better half. I think that the Patriots win this 42-35. Wow. That means like atomic arm. 42. Is a lot of points, but it can happen. There's no score. That's the interesting thing about this. There's no score that's out of bounds. All right, I haven't said my score. I think that the Patriots win it, and I think the final score is going to be 28-21. 28-21 Patriots. All right, Jason, we have to put you on the spot, too, as well. What do you think is going to happen? Patriots or Dolphins? Who do you like and what score?
I'm going to take the Dolphins, 21-13.
21-13 Miami. All right, Jason, we got you. Jason's on a mission to find that computer. See, that's Nathan. Nathan did not leave that computer behind. I just know it. I know he didn't. Thanks to everybody who played. Anybody who emailed, don't worry. I promise I will put you in the books. Should be an interesting final week in the NFL. Thanks for listening, and good luck on Nail the Score.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.